Okay, are we starting? All right. Hey, guys. You're listening to, I'm going to call it Snacks and Chats with Lani and Ben, because I'm Lani and Ben is the sound guy. What do you call it? The producer, right? Ben from Who is Ben Lawson fame? You may know him. Famous internet meme. And I am here with my first guest, Catherine Lowe, who you may know from the blog. Catherine is awesome. Hey, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi. We haven't really figured out how we're going to do this, but I figured for the first episode, I'll make it as an extension of what I've been doing on my blog, LaniSays.com, nice little plug there. I thought I recognised her, where I've been interviewing cool women in Auckland doing cool things, and Catherine definitely qualifies as one of those people.
Shucks,
and how I start off those interviews all the time is I ask people, when people ask you where you're from, what do you tell them? So what do you tell people?
I tell people I'm from New Zealand, but immediately follow it up with my grandparents are from China, because it's always, no, but where are you from, really? So I always preempt it and say my grandparents are from China or were born in China. That's usually what I say. And then they'll ask me if I was born here and I'll say yes. Because my mum was actually born in New Zealand, but she's Chinese, and it's, if I said she was born in New Zealand, they'd be like, are you half? And it's just easier to go with my grandparents are from China. And then they'll say, where in China? And I'm just not entirely sure. So I'm just like, China as a whole.
So how does that, I find that a lot with, I guess, women of colour or people who are not white, basically. You always have like that backup answer. You will say you're New Zealand, but you feel like you have to like qualify that almost. How does that make you feel when people are like, nah, but where are you really from?
I mean, it's kind of annoying. Well, but I can see where they're coming from. Like, what ethnicity are you? They should probably say.
Yeah.
But I've had it my entire life, so I guess I'm kind of used to it, which is why I've got that answer already like, in my head before anyone even follows it up with, are you really from New Zealand? But maybe, I don't know if people expect me to be from somewhere else when they talk to me just because my English is good.
Oh, no. They should talk to you and be like, well, of course you're a Kiwi or whatever, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I sort of feel like that, but then I can kind of see where that's coming from, I guess.
Do you know much about your Chinese culture? Were you brought up in the Chinese culture?
Not super. My dad speaks Chinese. My mum, I mean, her Cantonese is just as bad, but she can understand things. And she was born here, so it's never been a real thing. But we used to eat like Chinese food when I was a kid, and we used to do like on Easter and around my birthday, so around Labor weekend, there's always like a thing where you go to the cemetery and you light paper money and stuff on fire. And it used to annoy me as a kid because I didn't really know why I was going, but I knew I had to go, and I used to hate going out there. So we didn't really have that many traditional Chinese things that we did. More so then than now, though. Yeah, I don't really know that much about it. It's probably quite sad. My dad really wants me to know a lot more.
Is he pushing that, I guess, on you more now that you're older or whatever? Is he sort of coming to a realisation himself, do you think? Like, oh, shit, my children are getting older and they're not that connected to the Chinese culture? Have you found that from?
Yeah, I think so. He took us back. Oh, actually, I'd never been to Asia and ever, but he took us there last year and to see the village and everything. And he really feels, because he moved here when he was like 3, but he feels so connected when he's there. He's like, he feels like something is right when he's there. And he said to me before I went, like, you're going to get there and you're just going to feel like you belong here. And I didn't feel super removed, but I didn't feel like, wow, this is where I'm supposed to be or anything like that. And I think he probably felt a bit sad about that. Yeah.
And how was it though, being there, seeing the village that your dad comes from? Did it give you a greater appreciation, I guess, of how it must have been for your dad growing up here?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't as poor as I thought it was going to be, but it was, it would have been pretty sad if no one had left and I was there. Yeah. Now, that's what I was thinking when I was walking around. I was like, oh shit, like there's a well, you know?
Yeah.
And actually I saw a sign for a bank and I was like, I can't believe there's a bank here. And it's like an ATM, one ATM in the whole like village. Yeah, it was pretty sad. Ben came with me, so I think for him it was probably pretty weird. I think he probably liked it more than I did. He really loved it, like walking around there. But I felt a little bit stressed, actually.
Do you know why?
No, I don't. I just remember feeling a bit like, oh God, like, I don't know about this. Like, I don't know. And I think I was also trying to, I knew that my dad really wanted me to like love it. And I was just like, I don't know if I love it here.
Oh no.
Yeah. But I actually liked, I mean, he was born in Hong Kong. I quite liked Hong Kong and we weren't actually in the village for that long.
Yeah, did that so trip different. Change you at all, do you think? Did it give you any kind of greater perspective at all? Or were you just like, oh,
now,
shit?
I want to say yes. Like, I really want to say like, oh, but not a lot. I guess I'm more appreciative, but not, I really wanted to come back thinking, wow, this is where I came from. All that kind of stuff that my dad thought that I would be feeling. I kind of had this expectation that I was going to, I don't know, suddenly come back and want to learn Cantonese or something like that. But that hasn't happened.
What about the language and that sort of thing? Do you feel like you'd feel more connected if maybe you had grown up with the language?
Yeah, maybe a bit. Like my grandma speaks Cantonese and I can speak, she can talk to me and I can kind of understand what she's saying, but her English is better than my Cantonese.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we haven't really had that many conversations or anything. Like, I used to hate Chinese food as a kid, you know? Yeah. And I used to just really not, I used to hate being Chinese as a kid, but now I don't feel like that.
Why? Why did you used to hate being Chinese as a kid?
Well, I guess back then we were less tolerated. Like, in school, I used to get picked on quite a lot for being Chinese, like, from what I remember. And it wasn't even just that. Like, my dad said to me, I came home from school talking about a Chinese kid at school who was wearing something weird or doing something weird, and he said, you know you're Chinese, and apparently I said, no, I'm not. Like, I had no idea.
Wow.
At that point. I don't know. My mum has also said that she always wished she was white as well. I guess it would always have just been so much easier.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, it would be easier, but yep. That's buzzy to me that, yeah, that people also wish that they were white too. Like, that's a...
And that seemed completely normal to wish that you're white, you know? Like, that doesn't surprise me that my mum, like...
Right. Is that normal, do you think, in the Chinese community? Or
Yeah. I would... Oh, well, I can't speak for anyone else, but I wouldn't be surprised. Especially people who are, I don't... Maybe not kids now, yep. But, like, back then, you used to get picked on quite a lot.
Because you're not like that now. Do you,
no.
Is there... something that happened, or do you know what sort of changed you from being ashamed of being Chinese to being quite, I mean, you are almost in a, like right now, you've written stuff about being Chinese, you know, you've been quite outspoken about racism against Asians and that sort of thing. Was there anything in particular, do you think, that sort of made you change?
No, but I think people are way more tolerant and way more aware now, so it's less scary to say anything. And I guess I just, back then I was just a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and in high school, you know, like I had like glasses and braces up until the age of like 14. I was just like, it was just the worst, you know. I was like, I didn't fit in because I wasn't white and I had braces and I had glasses. I wasn't like particularly good at anything and I wasn't particularly bad at anything. I was just like, I was good at maths. You know, like, that was kind of, I don't know, you know, like all the cool kids in school were just
yeah,
the opposite of that. I think it's just I just probably wanted to fit in, and it would have been easier to fit in if I was white, or I would have thought that. But maybe I'm just old and wise now. Accepted myself.
Yeah. Do you think that you have accepted yourself now?
Yeah. Like, yes. I think about that quite a lot. More recently. Yeah. Just like, I don't know. Just teenage girls, you know, you're like, you always want to be like thinner or taller or whatever. I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm basically there.
Because I thought it was quite brave when you did speak out about the racism.
I got a lot of shit for that.
Because I knew that you would be getting a lot of shit for that.
I thought I was very tame with what I had said, and I was surprised that so many people were mad that I had written.
Can you remember what it was, the general gist of it?
I was just basically like, all that. Like, I wanted to be white as a kid. Mm. It would have been so much easier, like all these things. Like, sometimes when I'm driving now, I think to myself, if I make a mistake or if I drive too slow or anything, people are going to look in the car, see me and think, that fucking Asian driver. Like, oh, like typical fucking like woman Asian driver, like can't get into that park or whatever's happening. That's what I think when I'm in the car. Like, I think, oh my God, people are going to think this about me.
That's stressful. That must be so stressful. Women to probably have that think that,
yeah.
That's horrible and stressful that's in your head when you're driving.
Well, yeah, because I feel like if people look at you and then they see, and then you do something wrong, it's like, oh, it's so expected. Of course you did that. You're a woman. You can't drive. Mm. Or, yeah. I had a friend say to me, like, it never occurred to her that she was white. And I, you know, like, what had recently occurred to her that she was white. Yeah. Well, like, oh, I don't have to worry about these things. And I was like, cool for you.
Yeah, good. Like, congratulations.
I don't think that people would think that I would worry about that while I was driving. But it's like,
no, well, yeah. Even, I mean, when you say that, it makes sense to me, I guess, because especially since, I don't know, recently people have been vocally racist lately, but that's not something I would have thought you would have had to have considered as well, and that makes me really sad that that's in your mind.
It's even like, well, I mean, I feel like it's cool to eat Chinese food now, but it like never used to be cool.
That must piss you off, right? Well, does it piss you off, or are you like, finally?
Oh, I'm kind of like, oh, I can eat it now, and it's not like,
yeah,
weird. I know that like maybe like dumplings are probably all good for people, or like fried rice or something like that. People are always. Actually, I dated a guy and he got a text message from one of his friends about me, and I read it and it was like, "Is fried rice still in your room?" or something. "Is she still here?"
Oh,
I can't believe I just said that. I just remembered it just now when I thought about fried rice. But anyway, it was just like, it's just now you can go to a restaurant and actually probably the weirder Chinese foods people are still like quite weird about. But generally speaking.
But Yum Cha is like a normal, like people
yeah,
like,
people
yeah,
go to Yum Cha and they're not Chinese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like before, I feel like that wasn't a thing. I took a boyfriend to Yum Cha one time and he just really struggled with, he just sat there basically.
Who are these terrible boyfriends, Kat?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was just really out of his comfort zone, like didn't know what to eat, and maybe not a racist thing, but just really, I don't know.
Yeah, shit, interesting. Fuck.
I don't, do you not think when you're driving, like, oh, fuck, if I drive too slow like this person? Maybe,
well,
I worry about people, what people think.
I am the most, like, super careful. I hate to drive, and I'm real paranoid anyway, so people are constantly getting mad at me driving because I'll take ages to, like, cross the road or whatever. Yeah, so yeah. I'm used to that. And probably they'll think it's because I'm a woman, but whatever. I'm like, shut the fuck up, you fucking dickhead, when they, like, beep at me. I get so aggro in the car. Right?
I don't really, I'm more, like, one of the personalities that's, like, kind of worried about what other people are thinking. Like, I'll gun it. I'll just go because I'll be so scared the person behind me is like, oh, this person's slow. I'll just go, even though it's dangerous. Like, I'm that kind of person.
Okay, so The other question I always ask people is when people ask you what you do, what do you tell them?
Oh, that's my worst question. That one and the other one are probably my worst two questions.
Yeah, that's why I asked
that. Well, now, if you ask me now, I'd be like, I work at a modeling agency. I don't even really elaborate on that because I just feel like it's such a weird job that people don't understand that I just...
You can't be bothered explaining.
Yeah. So I'd say I work at a modeling agency. But before I started working full-time at Klein, I never used to say I'm a blogger or anything. I used to say I have a blog.
And why was that?
Because I don't even... I don't really blog that much now, but I just could not... I don't know why. It just seemed like such a stupid job. you don't want to tell people that's what you... And I'm like, it just seems so typical. But I'm also probably older than
a lot. What do you mean
by
typical?
Kind of like... So basic, like this chick's like a blogger, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, sweet. She takes photos of herself in clothes and puts them on a website, and like just spends all day doing selfies and like flat lays. But there probably was a point that actually I wrote about that today. There was a point in time that I was doing heaps of that stuff. Mm. But I'm also a little bit older than a lot of like when you think blogger, I always think it's a 21-year-old. Probably white
someone who
chick.
Doesn't need a job, right?
Yes.
Where, like, you don't
like
really need a job.
At uni or like, I don't know. What do you call them? Personal style blogger. Like a 21-year-old personal style blogger who does like beauty posts or whatever. I always think of those kinds of people. And I think when people say, hear blogger and they see me, they're like, how come you can be a blogger because you're not like early 20s in doing that? Like, shouldn't you have a real job by now? So I used to hate it. So I used to say, I have a blog and sometimes I get work from it.
So you mentioned how a lot of your blog used to be outfit posts and that sort of thing.
More frivolous.
And you also, I wasn't going to say more frivolous, but yeah, you mentioned the age thing as well. And because when I used to do that as well, I definitely felt like I'm getting too old for this. Like this is embarrassing when I tell people if they're gonna go to my blog and see me like posing in outfits, that's kind of embarrassing. That's how I felt. Is that how you
felt? Yeah. A lot more. But you actually were a model at one point, whereas I also used to so it's like I feel like people are like, you're not a fucking model. Who do you think you are? Like, and I actually used to get people say that to me. Anonymously comment that to me.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, actually, at first, I was really into it. You know, I was like, I'm out here. And I'm like,
I'm out here.
Look at my photos of myself. I actually put this up today. Like, there was a point where I was like, it was number one priority, like content. Yeah. Like, I would go to everything. Someone would send me like just anything and I'd be like, you know what? I will shout this out, you know, like, and look at my amazing life where I go to like things. Product launches and stuff. And then I don't know, it's almost like I've come full circle and I'm like, is it full circle? Or like done a 180 and I'm like, now I'm like, oh my God, why can't I just have lunch and not tell anyone that my friends are here or anything? Like, I don't want anyone to know about this. I don't want a picture of me.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think people have started to see that because it's just been like a slow
decline
drop
of
off
invites.
Of like, invites, just everything, like just like followers and stuff. And I'm almost just kind of like, oh, maybe I can just start my own new private Instagram account because I always hated those private. I'm like, why is your stupid Instagram account private? No one cares. But now I can see why that would be a thing.
It sucks that age comes into it though, because I'm like, why should we care that we're getting older and still taking photos of ourselves? I mean,
it's always associated with like young people.
So how are you approaching being a blogger now?
Well, I don't really blog that much now. I feel like I'm working a lot and it's like, I mean, I'm getting paid, you know, and I don't feel like I have heaps to say now because I guess because I'm spending so much time working. No one cares about what I'm doing at work that I have less time to do other stuff that creates content. I like to write about when I originally started, it was just like stupid things that no one like. I remember writing like about how a guy at my work liked this girl that worked at Karen Walker, and we were going to go there at lunchtime to scope her out. Like, I used to put stuff like that up, and I would much rather write about things like that than, oh, this is a cool new lipstick or something. I don't know. You know?
Do you think that you could go back to that, or was it?
Yeah, maybe. But I don't. I mean, no one's gonna invite me to anything. Yeah. But I don't really mind anymore. Like before, I was kind of like, oh, I really want to be invited. It would be really cool, and it was quite cool. But I'm not as fussed now. I'm not gonna get upset if I'm not invited, and I don't. And if I don't get sent to, I don't know, whatever gets sent out, it's. I've got heaps of stuff, you know, I don't need to have more stuff. Maybe I've just gotten older but there was a great time at one point.
The good old days.
I feel like all this stuff used to happen to me before that I could write about, and now nothing happens to me. I got a weird anonymous text message from some guy, like, send me some money, and then I had this weird conversation with him. I remember publishing that, and like, just
quirky things,
like just funny weird things that used to happen to me. Actually, yeah, I'd like to write about stuff like that, and like, I wanted to write about how, this is so heavy, how my ex-boyfriend cheated on me. And at the time, I remember I had this shrink, this guy Julian, who was like, I walked in there the next day and I was like, oh, he cheated on me or whatever. And he's like, you're not leaving, are you? You're not going to leave him. I could tell by your face as soon as you walked in. And I was like, no. And I'd always told myself before that, like, oh, yeah, you're too good for this. If someone ever cheats on you, you'd like fucking throw the Xbox out the window and they're done. And that's actually what I used to say to him. I would fucking throw your Xbox out the window. But I didn't. And I always kind of wanted to write about things like that that had happened to me.
I would read that.
Well, like, that's, and why that I hadn't. Yeah. You know, like, because it happens to people, but no one really likes to talk about it.
No one talks about that either.
It's like embarrassing.
Yeah. No one talks about being cheated on and staying. Everyone's like, yeah, like, fuck the guy, leave him.
Yeah.
But,
And well, I guess it's not as black and white as that.
Is it because of Lemonade? Is it because Beyonce has stayed with Jay-Z?
Oh, well, maybe that's why I thought of writing the post. It happened to me a long time before Lemonade, but I remember thinking recently, like, I would have stayed partly because I was just too scared, silly. Like, I didn't know what else to do. And I think that probably happens to heaps of girls in their early 20s, course. You know, and no one really talks about that. Everyone just talks about, I don't know, shoes. and the best summer dress and all that kind of stuff. I always think it'd be interesting to write about that kind of thing, but it could probably offend a lot of people, including my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, he shouldn't have cheated.
Well, yeah.
and so, like, working at a model agency, as a model booker, and also I guess it does tie in with your blog and stuff. You cover a lot of models, new faces and that sort of thing. But do you find it kind of skews your perception of the real world, like just being around all these
models,
ridiculously young, beautiful,
thin? You do start to think, like, it's really weird. Like, wow, you're 14, you're 16, whatever, and, like, you're doing this. And then you get used to it and it's weird. Now, you know, like, you're in there and you're like, fuck, this girl's so thin. And then a year later you're like, look at her and you're like, that girl probably needs to come down in a hip measurement or whatever it is. Yeah. It's actually really, it's something I kind of struggle with, and mostly because for probably half of my blog life, which is over 7 years, I've felt like there needs to be like a champion for like young girls, or like a good kind of role model for young girls. And I feel like lots of people would think modeling industry is just the opposite to that. And so it's kind of a little bit of a struggle for me when it comes to things like that. I do really care about a lot of, I look after the development board and I really, I'm quite invested in a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I try really hard to not have a lot of the bad stuff happen to them. Really, like, I'm really careful of them. I feel like kind of like their mom almost.
Yeah.
But did you say, would it, does it skew my reality?
Yeah, or I guess does it affect you in any way in the way that you look at yourself maybe?
Well, this is deep, eh? like, I think the fashion industry, yes. Like, before I had the blog, I did think about maybe like my weight and what I looked like a lot, but when I was actually writing the blog and going to events and doing all this stuff and more immersed in it, it was really like, I need to be thinner. Like, thinner is always better. Like, and I used to have a blogger friend who would kind of emphasize that as well. And so,
was it an appearance thing, or was it because you can fit like sample clothes or whatever?
Or just like, both. Yeah, definitely like an appearance thing. Like, you kind of can get sucked into it pretty easily. You know, you're always around people at events, and then, you know, you go to these events and people aren't eating food, and you're like,
that's what I find when, because obviously I came into it pretty late in the picture, but I was always like just standing by the food table, just having mad snacks.
Yes.
Everyone else. Yeah. I was always bummed out that I had to drive in, because there's always free alcohol at these events. I'm like, man, I could get so smashed for free here, but it's never works out. Anyway.
Well, yeah, you can't, I guess it's all like a fitting in type thing. But more lately, I'm kind of just like, I'm not a model.
Yeah.
These girls are here and they're like here to try to be models, and they're like genetically blessed. I'm never going to look like that. Even just like my normal body shape, even if I just completely starved myself, wouldn't look like that. And it's kind of like, they're just young.
Did you find as you got older, you actually became happier with the way you looked?
Yes, but I do also feel like, fuck, I did not take advantage of like like how good I looked when I was like 22 or whatever it was. Like, I was like, you know, like when you're just like young, you know, and you eat whatever, you do whatever, and you just...
But yeah. I guess that is taking advantage though, right? Just eating and doing whatever.
Yeah. But I guess I never like appreciated it at the time. I was kind of like, oh, this is just what people, this is how my life will always be. But nah, I do. I feel a lot better now. But I wish that I had felt like this
when you were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that ever happens to people. Or if people,
I don't
it's
think
just
so.
A, definitely just an age thing.
Because I know, there was a number that I was like, oh man, I like this is like it's over for me when I reach this age.
Yeah.
And then I reached it and I was like, oh, this is sweet. And actually I feel better than ever. And I'm
you
all
don't
good.
Care nearly
yeah,
as much.
Yeah, you just stop caring. Just like, we're talking like we're 50 and, and we're clearly not.
Well, I guess maybe you care even less when you get to 50, you know?
Yeah, I reckon.
My mum just definitely gives zero fucks about lots of stuff.
I reckon that's why you have those awesome grumpy old people, because they're like, I've been here for ages and none of you know anything.
Well, I sometimes feel like that, like when I meet people, I'm like, get back in the oven. You're not done yet. Just, you know, young people. But there are some really amazing young people as well. It's just, I don't know, just age. I know heaps of young people, so it's interesting.
You're going to stop hanging out with young people.
Yeah, I hang out with so many young people.
Do you have any things that you want to achieve, or like any things that you're looking forward to doing, or anything in the future you want to tell us about? That album you're working towards.
I always wish I could sing. That was like my thing. No, I'm going on a holiday.
Sweet.
Which is awesome. And I think I've never been one of those people that has like a life goal, and it was always the bane of my dad's life, actually. Like, what do you want to do? Catherine? I don't know. And I've never known, and it's really pissed him off. Like, what? I remember he said something like, why don't you go back to uni and study law? Because then at least you'll make some good money if you don't, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty happy doing what I'm doing now. But I feel like maybe I shouldn't be because it's like the boring life, you know, like a full-time job, doing exercise and then having some food and going to sleep.
It's
like
dope.
Over and over and then like saving and then going on a holiday and then doing it again. It's like...
Travel is the best
just
thing,
the worst for people, though. You know, like it's like a boring life, but I feel a lot more settled than I ever have because of it. But I do. I think maybe, like, I'm always like, should I become a travel blogger? Like, imagine how awesome that would be.
Yeah.
Or
you definitely
I do
should.
Think I should write about life experiences more than other stuff. So I've been thinking about that, or just, you know, like getting rid of the blog completely. I don't know.
Yeah, you're always threatening to do
that. I'm constantly, for like the last 4 years, I'm like, well, I might just fucking never write on here again, so just FYI. And then 2 months later, I'll be back.
Yeah, don't be just one of those people back. Who deactivates their Facebook page and then comes back.
Yeah, well, I haven't deleted. It just sits there at this point, just costing me money. No, I might switch it up. It's more fun for me to write about.
Mm. People can relate to that more, I think. It's not. I mean, it's nice.
And I don't need the money.
Yeah.
Anymore, like I don't need to do.
It's nice to
posts.
Not need the money.
Yeah, it's very Bill Cunningham. Not need.
R.I.P. Yeah. I guess. Lastly, any advice from you're an old
get
person
older.
Now? Yeah, get older and be happier. Yeah.
Advice. Well, my dad always used to say to me when I was like, I don't know what to do, Dad. I don't know what I'm going to do. He'd be like, get a job. And I'd be like, what job though? What should I do? I don't really want to be a graphic designer, which is what I studied. And I think, what did he say? He said to try anything until you find what you like. And I think actually maybe like, don't be so scared.
Yeah.
Like, which is this, like people would say that to me all the time and I'd just be like, well, what do you know? But I think if I had been less afraid when I was younger, then I would have done all these. I mean, not that I don't like my life now, but I would have done a lot more things. Not crippling fear, but like,
yeah,
you know, like, you see people who just like decide, like, okay, I'm gonna move to bloody
somewhere else,
Italy,
yeah,
and then they just go and like. And I've always thought I could just do that, but I'm like so scared to do stuff like that. I really admire people who can really just. Jump and do anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Jump. That's my
I think
advice.
That's it. Although your auntie wrote a cool book. Have you read that yet?
No, that I was haven't. The one thing. I feel like everyone thinks I don't want to read it. And at first I didn't, but I do want to read it. I just haven't.
Tell us the name of the book that your auntie
so
wrote.
So my auntie wrote this. It's her memoirs, basically. Mm. She actually finished it a while ago, but she's decided to publish it. And she's given everyone a copy in our family. And it's called A Bridge of Memories.
It's a great name.
And it's in this kind of brush stroke font.
Yeah.
And it's exactly, looks exactly how you would expect if your auntie,
did
who's like
memoir.
60-something, did her memoirs and then sent it off to the printer to get done. It's like the history of my family.
Yeah, well, I read some of it.
It's really good.
I was like, this is great. You need to read it. It was. It made me appreciate my life a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she talks about her childhood under Chairman Mao and spoiler alert, like her village having to watch people be executed and stuff. And I was like, man, I had it so easy as a kid. So, yeah.
It's pretty... heavy. I've only read bits of it. I got up to the interracial marriages section.
Oh, yeah. Not into that, eh?
She's like, no, she's not super negative, but she's like, I'm really happy that my children have found other Chinese children, like people to be with. She just doesn't want us to lose our culture. And I know that's definitely a massive thing for her, more so than my dad, I would say. Yeah, the Bridge of Memories. You won't be able to get it at the library, but
maybe you can DM if you want to read Bridge
maybe
of
email
Memories.
Me and I can send you a copy.
Yeah.
Or maybe just a paragraph. Maybe I should just publish it on my blog.
You should. You should That chapter I read was really good.
Okay, maybe I'll just find chapters and publish them. Yeah. At least I have content for the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for
thanks, Lani.
Thanks, Kath.
Good time.
Yep. Thanks, Ben.
Silent Ben. Now I'm eating.